Conference. And to kickstart today's press conference, we'll have our party's Secretary General and Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, please.
Good morning, everyone. I know it's been a very long day. Everyone is tired. But let me just say a few words summarizing the outcome of this general election. I will start with brief remarks in Malay, then Mandarin, and then I'll continue in English after that. Saya berasa rendah hati atas keputusan pilihan raya ini. Rakyat Singapura telah memberikan mandat yang jelas dan kukuh kepada PAP untuk terus memerintah. Anda juga telah menyokong Singapura yang berbilang bangsa dan berbilang agama. Terima kasih kepada semua pengundi yang telah menyokong kami. Saya amat berbesar hati atas keyakinan anda kepada PAP. Saya dan pasukan saya akan menggunakan mandat ini untuk berkhidmat dengan rendah hati dan penuh tanggungjawab. Kami akan berkhidmat untuk semua rakyat Singapura tanpa mengira siapa yang anda undi. Kami akan terus berusaha keras untuk memperbaiki kehidupan anda menghadapi segala cabaran yang mendatang dan memastikan masa hadapan yang lebih cerah untuk semua. Cinta de tongbao, sekarang ijing hen wan le. Xiexie dajia hai zai shuokan women de jizhe hui. 今晚我先对大选结果做个简要的回应，我们往后还有很多机会讨论。这次的大选意义重大，这是我出任总理以来举行的第一次大选。同时，在这个时候，世界变了天，我们正在面对一场严峻的风暴。 整体来说，我对大选成绩感到满意和欣慰。新加坡人给予人民行动党一个明确与强有力的委托，我衷心感谢所有投票支持我们的选民。你们对行动党不离不弃，我很感动，这对我是很大的鼓励。 更重要的是，我们将为全体新加坡人服务。不论你有还是没有投票支持我们，我们都是新加坡人。我也要提醒所有当选的行动党议员，我们一定要珍惜新加坡人的委托，一定要认真履行这个庄严的任务。 我们一定要好好照顾区内的居民，为他们发声、请愿、解决困难，还有我们为全体国人的未来打拼全力以赴。现在我首先要做的是组织新一届内阁，我将尽能力建立一支最强的内阁团队。我将在适当的时候向大家公布名单。 大选已经尘埃落定，我们应该把彼此的分歧放一边。我在竞选期间说，真正的竞争不是行动党对垒反对党，而是新加坡对垒一个危机四伏的国际局势，所以新加坡人应该团结起来，一起捍卫新加坡的未来。希望我们能够同心协力。 一起建设一个更美好的家园，打造一个更美好的未来。谢谢你们。My fellow Singaporeans, let me just say a few words in English now on the election results. The election takes place at a critical time for Singapore. It is a changed world, not just an economic slowdown, but fundamental shifts in the international order. And we've just had a leadership transition. This is my first election as Prime Minister and Secretary General of the PAP. My team and I gave it our all in this campaign, and I am deeply humbled and grateful for the results. Singaporeans have given the PAP a clear and strong mandate to govern. We won 65% of the popular vote compared to 61% before, and we won 82 seats out of the 92 seats which were contested. Plus the 5 seats in Marine Parade, Braddell Heights, the PAP has 87 seats. I thank all voters from all ages, races and backgrounds who supported my team and I. Thank you for the faith that you have put in me and my team. The results will put Singapore in a better position to face this turbulent world. Many are watching the elections closely, whether it's international media, investors, or foreign governments. They will have taken note of tonight's results. It's a clear signal of trust, stability, and confidence in your government. Singaporeans too can draw strength from this and look ahead to our future with confidence. To all Singaporeans, I say, the results will motivate us to work even harder for you. We will do our best to serve you and improve your lives. To all newly elected PAP MPs, I would remind everyone that the mandate we have received is a heavy responsibility to take good care of our constituencies, to engage our residents, build deep relationships with them, and bring forward their voices in Parliament. And also to advocate and champion causes that matter to Singaporeans so that we can have robust debates in Parliament and secure a brighter future for all. And I also thank our activists, volunteers, and candidates. They have worked hard, not just over the last 9 days, but throughout the entire term. They have given their all to serve, and I am deeply grateful. One issue that came up in this election is the desire for more opposition members as well as alternative voices in Parliament. I respect Singaporeans with these views and I understand the sentiments. I would also ask that they consider the merits of the perspective of having a good, strong team in government to work effectively for you. Because in the end, the key is to have effective governance that can take Singapore forward. In this election, the opposition, in particular the Workers' Party, fielded a strong slate of candidates. They had many young people with a desire to contribute and serve. They gave us a tough fight in several constituencies, as we had expected. The WP will now have 10 elected seats, including In addition, they will have 2 NCMP seats if they choose to accept them. That would take the WP's presence in Parliament to 12 altogether. That's an increase from what they have today. So they will have an increased and continued strong presence in Parliament, as well as the opportunity to refresh some of their members, some of the members in their slate. I respect the opposition presence in Parliament. I've always taken their suggestions and views seriously, and I will continue to do so. So I look forward to the contributions of opposition members in Parliament, because Parliament is where key national issues are discussed, and I'm sure we will have constructive and robust debates there. On some issues, we may have to agree to disagree, but at the same time, we must, where critical national issues are concerned, uphold a shared responsibility to come together and to advance Singapore's interests together in this changed and turbulent world. One issue that came up in this election is the mixing of race and religion with politics. This was not just about foreign interference, because online there were also many negative and even toxic comments. by Singaporeans, encouraging people to vote along racial lines. I had to call it out in the middle of the campaign because this was such an important matter. The situation did improve after that, but there were still views going, comments online, and some of it was quite vicious, and they continued to circulate, although less than before the press conference I held. But I am heartened that all political parties made clear their stance in this campaign to reject identity politics and reaffirm their commitment to multiculturalism. And the election results show that Singaporeans, by and large, reject identity politics and continue to support a multiracial and multi-religious society. I am grateful for your support. And to all communities in Singapore, I say, we will continue to look after your interest, support your aspirations, and ensure that you are able to flourish and thrive in a multiracial and multi-religious society. This is my commitment to every community and to every Singaporean. I would also like to highlight the PAP teams that contested in the opposition-held wards, Aljunied, Hougang, and Sengkang. We fielded many new candidates there, eight of them, Adrian, Faisal, Daniel, and Jager in Aljunied, led by Chan Hui Yi, who's here, Elmi, Bernadette, and Theodora in Sengkang, led by Lam Pin Min, and Marshall in Hougang. They did not win, but they fought hard and made their mark. And I thank them for stepping forward and giving Singaporeans in these constituencies a real choice. The PAP will continue to work hard in these areas. We will not give up. We will continue to engage, serve, and strive to win over residents. I also want to thank our civil servants and public officers. Thousands were mobilized to conduct this election. They prepared meticulously, trained hard, and delivered a smooth and efficient election. All this while managing their day-to-day regular responsibilities. So on behalf of all Singaporeans, I thank everyone for your hard work, service, and dedication. Throughout this election, we heard feedback from Singaporeans about concerns like cost of living and housing. We have been working on these issues, and I assure you, we will redouble our efforts in the coming term to tackle these issues of concern. My team and I will use this mandate to serve with humility and responsibility. We will serve all Singaporeans, whether you voted for the PAP or you voted for another party. Everyone matters. We will serve all of you. We will do our utmost to improve your lives. In fact, we have not stopped working for you, even amidst this campaign, as I've shared before, and we will be ramping up right away. My immediate task is to form my next cabinet, and I'm grateful that all my key members have been voted in, and Singaporeans have now given me the chance to put together the best team to serve you and to serve Singapore. I will announce the cabinet lineup when ready. The PAP government will also learn from this election. We will reflect, we will improve, and we will strive to do better. We will involve all Singaporeans in this journey to shape our shared future. We will engage and listen because every voice matters, every Singaporean matters. We will act decisively when necessary, always in Singapore's best interest. During the campaign, I said that the real contest facing us is not between the PAP and the opposition, but between Singapore and this turbulent world and the multitude of challenges facing us. In this contest, Singapore is the underdog. We have always been, and we will continue to be, despite what we have achieved today. So to improve our chances, we cannot afford to fight one another. We have to fight together to achieve better outcomes for Singapore and Singaporeans. And now that the election is over, we must put aside our differences and stand together as one team Singapore to confront the storms ahead and to secure a brighter future for ourselves, our families, and Singapore.
We'll open the floor for questions. Haris from Straits Times.
Hi, Haris from Straits Times. PM Wong, this was your first general election as head of government and leader of the PAP. You know, did the results meet your expectations? What do you think contributed to the swing in support towards the PAP? And can you talk a bit more about how does the party intend to make use of this renewed mandate that you've got? Thank you.
When I came into the election, I said that this was going to be a tough contest. I fully expected it, and throughout the campaign, we had tough fights in quite a number of hotly contested areas. We felt it. I'm sure Singaporeans felt it too. But the Singaporean voter is a very discerning judge, and the voice of the voter is something to be respected and honoured. No one can really tell and predict what happens and how Singaporeans will decide. We have been surprised on the upside, we have been surprised on the downside. Because in the end, there are a whole range of circumstances and considerations that Singaporeans will take into account before they vote. In this particular election, I believe they hoisted in the message that we had conveyed about the changed world and the storms that we are facing, as well as the need for us as a PAP to put together the best possible team in order to take Singapore forward and to tackle these challenges. So I thank Singaporeans for understanding these considerations and giving us this strong support. With the mandate that we have now, we will honour it by working even harder for Singapore and Singaporeans. As I said just now, we know that there are concerns around key issues like cost of living, housing, and things that matter to Singaporeans, education, healthcare, retirement. These are things that we have heard from them even before the election. And that's why we have been already starting work on many of these issues. And progress has been made. But we will work even harder with this mandate now to ensure concrete progress and to see how we can achieve even better outcomes across all of these issues. And we'll also focus on the economic challenges that are coming. It's real, and we already see signs of slowdown in our economy. So we will continue to treat that as a priority, and we will look at what additional steps and measures we can take to get Singapore through the storm safely, and also to make sure we address concerns that Singaporeans have about jobs.
Pauline.
好，我是八平老新闻的宝玲。想请问你，就是这是你接过领导棒子后首次领军行动党出征选举，得票率是否符合国人对你的期望？还有这次你将副总理严金勇调派到榜二的决定，是否是对的？还有在淡滨尼基选区方面，部署方面是不是可以做得更好？那么我也想问副总理严金勇，这一次的全国大选是不是你从政以来压力最大的大选？
你第一个问题是什么？再问一次。接过领导棒子后，首次领军行动党参加选举，对吗？得票率是否符合国人对你的期望？那第三个呢是？淡滨尼基选区方面的部署，是不是可以做得更好？OK，
好。谢谢。我用英语回答好不好？Am
I satisfied with the outcome of the elections? Yes, I am. Like I said, I go in without really just as a first campaign for me leading the party this time, just wanting to do my best together with the rest of my team. And recognizing that in the end, Singaporeans will decide and we will respect the decisions of Singaporean voters. We are very happy that Singaporeans have given us this mandate in this election. We don't take this support and trust for granted at all. And we, as I said just now, with the results, it motivates me, it motivates all of us in this team to work even harder, to do our best for everyone in Singapore. On Punggol, whether it was the right decision to send DPM Gunn, I've explained my considerations because Teo Chee Hian was stepping down in Punggol. It's a new GRC. And I needed someone to replace Teo Chee Hian, who is a heavyweight, not only looking at Punggol, but looking at the wider area around Punggol. And I think that's the right, I think that's that also accords or says to Punggol residents that I'm taking them seriously. I'm not just putting in a new person to take over, but I am treating their needs seriously. They had a very senior person in charge. I'm looking for someone suitable to replace. Of course, once I take DPM Gunn away from Choa Chu Kang to Punggol, then I have a gap in Choa Chu Kang. I replace with Tan Si Ling. But Marine Parade has a speaker there to anchor. And Choa Chu Kang no longer has a DPM. But if you look at the overall picture, there's a better distribution of leadership. Because I'm in the west, I'm just next to Choa Chu Kang. Assembly is in the center, in Ang Mo Kio. And then DPM Gunn can be in the east. Those were the considerations which we have explained. And we believe that was the right decision to make. On Tampines, can we do better? We will continue to work hard. I'm sure there will be areas of improvement. We will reflect and look at the election outcomes and results more carefully, and we will see what areas to improve. Kim Yong?
Yeah, maybe I speak in English and then I'll say a few words in Mandarin if I can. First, I must say that every election is tough. There's no easy election. And every election that I've gone through, they were all very tough. For a start, I always treat my opponents with great respect. Never take them for granted. And every opposition party that comes to challenge, whether it's in Choa Chu Kang, whether it's in Punggol, or whether previously as an SMC in Choa Chu Kang, I treat them very seriously. I always feel that every battle is worth fighting because it is not just a battle against opposition, but it is also an opportunity for me to engage my residents, to reach out to my residents, to refresh the trust that I have with my residents and to deepen the relationship that I built with my residents. So I think that's why I take every election seriously, regardless of who the opposition is. And I've been asked many times by the media, what's my assessment of my opponent of the opposition party that's coming to contest? My answer is always the same. My focus is on my residents. So I'll fight the battle the best I can, but the focus really is on how do I reach out and engage the residents, how do I explain to them who I am, let them understand me, especially in a new area like Punggol, which is more critical. When I moved from Holland Bukit Panjang to Choa Chu Kang SMC, I did the same. Reach out to my residents, let them know who I am, and also want to know who they are and how I can serve them better. I think that has always been my focus. And that is the most difficult, the most challenging part. But I think if we do it well, that relationship that you build with the residents will last a long time and will something that will be meaningful and fulfilling, and not only just for me and for the residents and for the constituency as well. Let me just say some of this in Mandarin. 每一次的竞选都是一场硬战，我想从来没有一个容易的。 选战，特别是当我对于我自己来说，每次对对我的对手 反对党来挑战的时候，我的态度总是向他们给予应该有的尊重。那同时也知道没有一个所谓容易的对手。其实最重要的呢，是要把我们的焦点在竞选的时候，把我们的焦点放在选民的身上。我们的目的是希望通过这样的一次的竞选，让选民能够进一步的来认识我，让我也能够进一步的认识我的选民。 我跟我的选民之间能够加深我们两者之间的关系，其实这是一个在选战之中我们能够得出这个一个很好的效果。所以我希望能够接着每一次的选战，特别是在新的地方，因为我到榜鹅去的时候已经不是第一次换地方，我第一次换地方是从换选区，是从荷兰武基搬让区选区。 转到蔡厝港做单选区单挑我的对手，那个时候呢，我需要花时间让选民认识我，因为他们根本不认识我，也让我能够进一步的认识我的选民。那么这一次到榜鹅去，我也是采取同样的一个态度，就是我希望能够把我自己敞开我在我的选民的面前，让他们了解我是怎么样的一个人。 我所代表的是什么？我愿意做的是什么？那么也让我能够更深一步的了解我的选民，他们的需要是什么？我如何能够和他们建立这种互信的关系？我想通过每一次的选战，我们能够加深我们两者之间的这种关系。其实这个是一个非常好的一个，这也是我向一向来在参选的时候。
Thank you. Question from CNE. PM, I'd like to follow up on your earlier remarks. When looking at the vote margin at this election, would you say there was a flight to safety by Singaporeans? Also, you mentioned that post-election, it would be Singapore against the world. What would that look like in terms of working together with the opposition? In relation to your cabinet lineup, what are the key considerations when forming your next cabinet? Who can we potentially expect to take political office, especially for the role of defence minister? And we saw that the two narrowest contests this time around were in Jalan Kayu and Tampines. What sort of role do you foresee Labour Chief Ng Chin Meng playing in your cabinet as well as Mr. Masagos? Thank you.
The flight to safety argument, as I've said before, even at the start of this campaign, is very hard to predict beforehand. Because people talked about the possibility of a flight to safety when we had the last election in COVID. And yet, that didn't quite materialize, or it didn't unfold as many would have predicted. So these are things you can never predict. You won't know how people think or vote, and what are the considerations that go on in their minds over the course of the campaign. But certainly, in this campaign, we did emphasize that the fact that the world has changed, that we are entering turbulence, and in order to tackle and overcome the challenges ahead, I will need a good, strong team that will serve Singapore and Singaporeans well. That was our message. And the results would show that Singaporeans understood the message. I think there are still also many Singaporeans who would continue to like to have more opposition members in Parliament. And I respect that view, as I said just now. The opposition presence will increase, at least from the Workers' Party point of view, from 10 to 12. And they will continue to have a good, strong presence there. And we will continue to have constructive and robust debates in Parliament, I'm sure. So on the role of the opposition is to critique policies. The role of the opposition will be to offer alternative proposals. And I look forward to the Workers' Party making these contributions in the next parliament. But as I said just now too, from time to time, there will be critical national issues, like foreign policy, issues, or for that matter, issues of national security. And on these issues, as Mr. Pritam Singh himself said, it's the Workers' Party strives to be a loyal and responsible opposition. And therefore, on these issues, I hope, regardless of the, despite the political differences, political parties, the PAP and the WP, can come together, uphold the shared responsibility we have to come together, take a common position in order for Singapore to move forward, to tackle these serious challenges we face. So that's how I envisage our engagements to happen in the next parliament. And I look forward to the Workers' Party's members' contributions, their questions, their suggestions, and the open debates and discussions we will have, which I hope will lead to better outcomes for Singaporeans. On the last question of the cabinet lineup, that's for another press conference.
Would you be able to answer on the role of Labour Chief Ng Chee Meng potentially playing in your cabinet lineup?
Well, Mr. Ng is still the Labour Chief, and in previous cabinet lineups, the Labour Chief would potentially have a role in cabinet. So, as I said, we will see. We will unveil all of that in due course when there is a next press conference on the cabinet lineup.
Thank you. Could we have the question from Hadi from Babita Harian?
Hey, good morning, PM. Hadi from BH. Your assessment of the Malay support, especially with the backdrop of the identity politics that you address midway through the campaign. And my next question is from Cik Mas Agus in Malay, if you dengan izin, Cik Mas Agus. Di Tampines, parti pemerintah menang dengan kelebihan undi yang lebih kecil. Dalam penilaian Cik Mas Agus, apakah isyarat yang diberikan oleh pengundi khususnya Melayu di sana? Dan adakah ini mencerminkan sokongan Melayu yang lebih besar lah untuk parti pemerintah? Dan kedua, bagaimana... itu saja. Terima kasih.
It's at this stage we haven't done deep dives or detailed analysis on which groups, which segments voted or didn't vote for us and what were the considerations. All I can say is I go back to my earlier point. We did pick up and we did notice that there were, it wasn't just a matter of foreign interference. That was happening. We picked it up. We put a stop to it. But beyond that, there were Singaporeans circulating comments online that were essentially advocating for race politics, for Singapore people to vote along racial lines. And some of the comments were negative, vicious, and even very toxic. We did see a lot of this coming down and moderating, and the situation did improve after the press conference, but the comments continued to circulate. Did it have an impact on the election outcomes? Perhaps some. How much? I don't know, because we'll have to do a more detailed analysis after today.
Memang banyak melalui kempen kali ini, banyak sekali keprihatinan yang diutarakan, terutama lewat media sosial. Saya fikir setelah kemenangan Bara Api Melayu PAP yang dipilih, saya akan membuat beberapa pendekatan baru untuk mendekati masyarakat kita dengan lebih lagi, mengenali apakah sebenarnya keprihatinan mereka dengan pendekatan supaya masalah dan isu-isu masyarakat kita itu mendapat keprihatinan atau dapat ditindaklanjut. Tapi saya juga meminta kepada semua masyarakat kita, setelah habisnya pilihan raya ini, marilah kita bersatu dan membina masyarakat kita bersama. Kerana banyak sekali yang kita dapat capai. Kerana apabila kita bersatu, terutama program-program yang telah dilakarkan untuk masa depan selama 5 tahun mendatang, umpamanya kolej pengajian Islam pertama di Singapura. Ini memerlukan kesatuan dan sementara keperhatian-keperhatian tersebut juga harus diberikan keperhatian.
Oh. Thank you. 总理早上好。我想问的问题还是关于内阁。虽然说我们刚才听到您说内阁的名单将会稍迟才公布，但是我们知道我们现在面对很多外部的一些挑战，我们想知道就是您在挑选内阁成员会以什么样的一个思路来进行？那么特别是这次大选前就已经有四名内阁成员隐退，其中两位还是负责或者说曾经负责过或者那时候正在负责国防方面的很重要的一个职位，希望您能够告诉我们就是说你的思路是怎么样。还有另外一点就是今天的记者会台上的这几位是不是就是你接下来班子里面的重要人物？谢谢。
为什么每次都是问同样的问题呢？Because this question was asked the last time around when I had a press conference at the PAP. I had a different cast of members on my panel, slightly different. Some are the same, and then the same question was asked whether the people on the panel reflects the key and core members of the team. My answer then is the same as the answer I'll give now, which is that we do have key members. We have a team. Everyone plays different roles. And I ask different people to join me for press conferences, but everyone plays a very important role in the team. And when we bring all of them together, I think that's when we are able to complement each other well. We are able to work effectively as a team where the overall effort is greater than the sum of the individual parts. That's how the team must operate and function. And I think in this campaign, the team did come together. Different people had different roles and responsibilities, but collectively, I think we did our best and we gave it all in this election campaign. So I'm glad that we were able to operate effectively as a team throughout the campaign. What are my considerations when I think about the cabinet, appointing a new cabinet? We will do it in good time. Even before the cabinet, new cabinet is appointed, the ministers continue with their existing portfolio. So the work continues. We are not stopping work. The work is continuing even now. Before the campaign, during the campaign, the work has been continuing. Even now, the work of government is continuing. When a new cabinet is formed, then new responsibilities will be assigned. And obviously there are gaps because of the retirements of four senior ministers that you mentioned just now. And then I'll have to look at the individuals and see how best to assign them to the right responsibilities based on their strengths, based on their contributions. And at the end of the day, make sure that we have a good, solid team that can work together, complement each other based on our different skill sets, and work effectively for Singapore. Questions or the answers to all these questions about the cabinet lineup will be answered in due course. So I just, you know, we will have our usual press conference soon after the election, and then we will have our swearing-in ceremony. So all these will be answered at that time.
Can I have the question from Yijun Xinmin?
Hi, PM Wong. This is Yijun here from Xinmin. With the PAP securing more than 65% of the national vote, what are your immediate priorities for your new term, especially in addressing cost of living concerns and ensuring that the stronger mandate translates into tangible improvements for Singaporeans? And then my question is, how do you plan to engage with Singaporeans who voted for the opposition, and particularly in constituencies that the result were closely contested? Yeah, thank you.
We've shared our plans for addressing cost of living. In fact, we've said we've been doing a lot already. the measures that we have announced are being implemented in the coming months. And we will continue to see how we can improve on the measures. One particular priority now is to deal with the economic uncertainty, because if the economy slows down, that will exacerbate cost of living concerns. Even though inflation continues to come down, but if incomes slow down because of the economic slowdown, then obviously people will feel the squeeze even more. So we are focused not just on cost of living, but the broader economic situation, and looking at whether there's a need for additional measures, whether there's a need, and we are preparing drawer plans. We are prepared to activate them if the situation worsens. And so we are looking at it holistically to make sure that we can guide Singapore through the economic uncertainties, help Singaporeans continue to get good jobs with good incomes so that incomes continue to rise. And then, in the meanwhile, if there is a need to provide continued assistance as we have been doing in this budget, and we will be prepared to do it for as long as the help is needed. So it's a comprehensive approach to dealing with cost of living, not just through the rebates and vouchers, but looking at the economy, looking at jobs, looking at incomes. And in fact, going beyond that, because cost of living is a code word for many things. It's also about housing, it's also about healthcare, it's also about many other things. And in fact, beyond all that I have described on the economic front, we also have plans which we have laid out to strengthen support for Singaporeans in all of these respects. Healthcare, retirement, education, families. These are things that are in our manifesto. We have been thinking about what to do for Singaporeans across all of these fronts, and we will certainly be rolling out more concrete plans in the coming years. On engaging those who had voted for the opposition parties, this is not the first time we are doing it. We will redouble our efforts. Like I said just now, the party will reflect and learn from this experience. What are the areas as a party we can do better? What are the areas as a government we can do better? And certainly as a party, we think we can do more to engage Singaporeans, to listen to Singaporeans, to connect better with Singaporeans young and old. And we will strive to do so in the coming years. As a government, we will serve everyone. Whether you voted for us or you voted against us, it doesn't matter. As a government, we will serve all Singaporeans and strive to improve the lives of all Singaporeans.
Can I have a question from Fabian?
Hi, it's Fabian from CNA Digital. PM, this campaign has been quite a charged one with lots of back and forth, negative politics and personal attacks, as you called it. Moving forward, is this a problematic for our domestic political landscape? And secondly, you said that the PAP will learn from this election. But what can you learn from an election which actually gave the PAP a stronger mandate? You know, are there areas where you think the PAP needs to do better, and what are they? Thank you.
I think we can learn from every election. Whether we did well or not so well, there will always be areas for improvement. And so we will reflect, we will do our usual post-mortem. We do it after every election, whether it's in the area of communications, whether it's in the area of social media, engaging young people, engaging different communities. These are all lessons that we will, you know, in specific constituencies that we may not have done as well. Are there lessons for us? So I'm sure there will be. That's the attitude we take. It doesn't mean that we only learn from an election where the outcome wasn't good. I think in all elections, there will be areas where we can reflect and find opportunities to do better, and we will certainly want to do so as a party. On, what was the first question?
The point on negative politics and personal attacks.
And so what about that?
Just wanted to get your thoughts on moving forward. You know, is this problematic for our domestic political landscape? Like, does it set a norm in some sense?
Well, actually, I think in this election, generally speaking, we were able to discuss most of the issues calmly. I mean, yes, in the election campaign, there will always be heat, very robust debates, to-ing and fro-ing different views. But generally speaking, I thought the issues were, all parties were able to highlight the issues, and we had a good discussion and debates on these issues, including an issue like cost of living, where the other political parties will have a different view. They will say it's a government's fault, but we have a different view. We explain our views, and I think Singaporeans were able to listen to both sides and consider for themselves what they think is the right perspective. And I think that's good. The specific instance of the negative personal attacks, which I highlighted, I did so. The Workers' Party after that said it was not negative attacks, but hard questions. But I do notice that the negative personal attacks started moderating too. So it was one particular instance. I highlighted it, and I think after that the situation did improve. So overall, I'm not overly concerned about extrapolating one incident or one instance to a trend that may happen in future. I mean, the same would apply to this incident that happened with race, religion, mixing into politics. It's a concern. I highlighted it. The situation did improve as well. Will it get worse in future? I don't know. But these are instances where if there are areas where we think it goes beyond a certain line and goes beyond what we think is appropriate, I think it's right for us to highlight it, to call it out, and we hope Singaporeans will support what we say. And I think in both instances, whether it's on the negative personal attacks as well as on race and religion, I would say by and large, Singaporeans do support.
Well, we have time for two or three more questions. Jana.
All right, Prime Minister, I'd like to talk about one thing. Your party is enjoying a very resounding victory, but what would you like to say to those candidates from your party who now have to leave the stage, so to speak? And secondly, the renewal of MPs has been quite massive, so is there any role left for those that have exited your slate of MPs? Thank you.
I am very grateful for all our MPs who have served not just the party, but Singapore and Singaporeans with utmost commitment and dedication. I did thank them at the manifesto launch and when we launched our new candidates. And I did say at that time that we would find an appropriate occasion to thank all of our retiring MPs properly. And we will do so. But there is no doubt that all of them have gone the extra mile to serve, and we are very grateful for them. What was...
MPs who have fought on behalf of PAP and lost the election.
Say again?
Yeah, regarding the MPs who have kind of fought on behalf of PAP on the elections and who have lost. So what would, is there any plans or is there any, words? Or?
For those who have fought and didn't win, again, it's not something new. We've had this before and we continue to, they will serve as branch chairs if they are prepared to stay on and fight, and we would encourage them to do so. Some have, like Dr. Lam Pin Min has been staying on. Some may not wish to and prefer to move on, and we respect their views too. So we engage all of them. If they didn't win, we engage them, we talk to them, we hope they will stay on with us to fight the next round, and quite a number will do so, and we welcome that. So I hope in this round, similarly, we had fielded quite a number of new candidates in the opposition-held wards, as I mentioned just now. I think they all did a brilliant job. They didn't win, but they made their mark and they fought very hard. And I would certainly be engaging all of them and encouraging every one of them to continue staying with the party. Where we deploy them is ultimately, at the end, a party decision, and we will only know next round. I may redeploy, I may keep them in the same area, but if they have that fighting spirit to keep on fighting for the party and serving residents, which I hope they do, and I'm sure they will, then we would certainly welcome them back in our slate in the next election.
We'll take the last question from Elida.
Thank you. Hi, just two questions for me. So you have a couple of top PAP performers who scored more than 80% for the first time since 2001, which I think was when Mr. Tan Cheng Bock was the highest performer in Ayer Rajah. So what do you think of this? And secondly, you mentioned that you respect Singaporeans' wish to have a credible opposition in Parliament, but yet PAP will not give up on its opposition-held wards and will in fact redouble these efforts. So how do you reconcile these two facts?
Sure. Maybe I should ask the anchor minister who did get 80% to comment on the first question.
Well, I think I'll just mention two things briefly. First, I think the credit goes to the residents and the team. I think our strategy is never just about the 9 or 10 days of campaigning, as PM mentioned. Our focus is always on the residents, and we have said before that if we take care of the residents will take care of the results. And that remains our belief and our focus. And I have discussed with my team, first thing in the morning, we'll be out, back, doing our rounds to connect with our residents. And I think that's not just about my team, it's also about each and every team in the different constituencies. And we can expect each and every PAP team in the different constituencies to be out tomorrow, first thing tomorrow, to connect with the residents, to continue the work that we have done. So that will always be our focus of what we want to do.
On the second question, there is no contradiction, because at the end of the day, the PAP will contest and every seat to the best of our abilities and offer Singaporeans choice. And in the end, Singaporeans will decide who are their representatives to serve them in their constituency, but also to represent them in Parliament. And that's the privilege that Singaporeans have. That's what voting means in a democracy. It's important, rather than to say, look, this is an opposition ward through and through, and therefore no more choice. We withdraw. I don't think that's the right thing to do at all. So contestation, competition will happen. We will provide that choice, just as we fully expect the opposition to contest PAP-held wards and to give voters in PAP-held wards that choice. Do you prefer to continue having a PAP team representing you, or do you prefer to choose an opposition team? And that's what elections are about. So we fully expect the opposition to compete and win over PAP, flip a PAP seat to their side. Likewise, we will compete as best as we can in opposition-held wards too. But at the end of the day, Singaporeans will have to assess, weigh the teams, weigh the options offered to them, and decide who they want as their representative. And that's what elections are about, and that's what the Singaporeans have decided this time. And I believe in this election, Singaporeans have decided that they do want a good, capable, strong team to guide and take Singapore through this uncertain period. But at the same time, they value opposition presence in parliament. So as I mentioned just now, the Workers' Party continues to have a presence in parliament. And in fact, the Workers' Party's presence in parliament will increase from 10 to 12. And on that basis, we look forward to their contributions in parliament, and we look forward to having constructive and robust debates in parliament that will ultimately serve Singaporeans well.
Thank you, Prime Minister. Thank you, panelists as well. We've come to the close of the conference. If you have other further questions, please direct to my team. And thank you for supporting us throughout these few days of this entire campaign period.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good rest.